to numerous showers around. Kind of a breezy day, very mild, high temperature up to about 67. Tomorrow, lots of important outdoor activities for sure. Highs in the upper 50s. Rain chances are not zero, but let's say 20% or less, especially first half of the day. A mostly cloudy day, a few sun breaks perhaps. Then on Sunday, pretty nice. High near 60, partly sunny. And then near 60 on Monday as well, with a good bit of sunshine around. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left a woman dead. Police say this happened around 2:15 Thursday afternoon in the 1500 block of South Court Street. If you can help police find the shooter, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Montgomery police say they responded to four bomb threats on Thursday. One threat led to temporary evacuations at Auburn University at Montgomery. All of the threats have now been cleared. Numerous bomb threats were reported in cities across the country. And Mayor Todd Strange says that the city's recycling plant is set to reopen on January 7th. Mayor Strange says the plant will operate just as it did when it closed down in October of 2015. The plant is already slowly accepting some trash to test its machinery. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle dead sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The average smoker tries to quit up to 30 times, and many are looking for an alternative. Juul was designed by smokers, for smokers, to be a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Juul is a vapor product that contains nicotine for a satisfying transition. If you're one of the 34 million adults who smoke, know that there is an alternative to cigarettes. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231. In Pike Road.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
61 degrees outside. Stock market is down 386 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, man. How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing well.
For you folks out there that have seen Joey, Joey's clean shaving today.
Oh, yeah. That felt like a change.
I could change it up for Christmas.
Yeah, man. Why not? Why not? It feels better. It's not as itchy.
That's good.
I got that baby face, but I'm really deep down a heel. I'm that bad guy, you know.
272-9228, that's where we are. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market, can't go wrong with that. I went by yesterday and confirmed they are doing the prime New York strip, whole or half butcher cut.
Yeah.
And they'll cut it up into steaks for you for $6.99 a pound. I'm jumping on that bad boy.
That's awesome.
That really is. I'm meeting Old Navy over there, and we're going to get some steaks, get stuff ready for Christmas out here. So Bruce Holden yesterday there, and we were kind of coaching him on good things to eat at Fresh Market. Any caller today can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. We're doing the drawing today, and you can, if you get the gift card, you can save it if you want to save it for a later date, like a national championship game or something like that. Really good place, the Sweet Creek Farm Market. Karen and Reed Ingram just do a spectacular job. You guys are going in and, I understand, getting the tins and the popcorn tins and using them for gifts and, like, you know, especially for clients and things like that. They can take care of you. And if you buy in bulk, they'll certainly give you a discount. You just need to talk to Reed about it. They'll actually deliver your gifts, too, if you've got an office that you're trying to take care of and you want to do those. They can do that for you. 272-9228. Let's this Michael Cohen thing. We got the Michael Cohen interview, which probably you guys have not seen. We've got some discussion on the border that Secretary Nielsen did on Fox this morning. He did a very good interview, by the way. We have Sean Hannity talking to Greg Jarrett, Greg Jarrett and John Solomon. Sorry about that, John. And Sarah Carter on a multitude of issues. Let's start with, this is from the Sean Hannity show last night. He's going to be asking about the 302s from Greg Jarrett.
Greg, let me start with you in particular here. I think the Federalists did a pretty good job because those text messages of Strzok and Page kind of refer to a different 302.
Right.
And I hear about a different 302 that Comey told Trey Gowdy. That he likely read.
7-month gap between the interview and the date on the 302. Normally, there are three dates on a 302. The date of the interview, date of the draft of the 302, date of the supervisor's signature. No more than 3 or 4 weeks should there be a gap. 7 months, it suggests that exculpatory evidence was redacted or excluded. In other words, they falsified information and concealed other information. And if you doctor or phony up a 302 and present it to a court, I mean, that's a violation of the due process of Michael Flynn. It's also arguably obstruction of justice. It looks like Judge Sullivan, who initially ordered 10 months ago to hand over this stuff, is now ordering them again. Give me those 302s by 3 o'clock tomorrow. This is on the eve of the sentencing. And if he finds that they falsified evidence, he can throw out the guilty plea of Flynn and set him free.
Now, let me tell you in my business what happens. If you go back 7 months later and you add something into a client file, it is going to be considered suspect immediately. Because what you're doing is you're basically creating a post-dated document that you didn't do it when you were supposed to, and you're relying on your memory from 7 months old of what somebody said. This is not... This could actually... And you'll hear this in a little bit. And Justin Napolitano mentioned it yesterday. He may just kind of throw it all out, and he could let him walk. Now, Sarah Carter is going to add into this, and is going to talk about Judge Sullivan.
You know, the interesting thing about this judge, Judge Sullivan, is he was so angry at the abuse of power back then in the Ted Stevens case, and he overturned that case. Ted Stevens' career was ruined by that point, but putting that aside, he ordered a special investigation into the investigators. He was so pissed off in a 14-minute rant that, as described by the New York Times, as brutalizing the people that prosecuted Ted Stevens.
Absolutely, Sean. And Ted Stevens is a perfect example of why Judge Sullivan, now who's sitting and overseeing the Flynn case, is so important. You know, one of the things that Greg said that's really important here is that gap, that timeline gap, that 7 months. It shouldn't even be 3 or 4 weeks. That's only in extenuating circumstances when an FBI agent is out in the field, maybe interviewing someone in a region where they can't have access to a computer. In a case such as this, with such high profile, I spoke to multiple, I don't want to say who, but multiple former senior FBI officials that said it has to be within 5 days for recollection. That way they can go back to their notes, they have full recall of what happened during that interview. So what Judge Sullivan needs to ask for is the workflow chart. That workflow chart will show everything, not just the 302s, but the workflow chart, because that'll show who approved it, who it was sent to, and the date that the notes were put into the system, into the FBI system.
But you know,
once they have that, I think that they'll have the answers.
If they do get that, and we had a caller that talked about that, so is there something, some type of documentation that somebody has on here?
Right.
And so here are a couple of the questions. Is number one, was there a former 302? Because there's a text from Lisa Page to Strzok saying on February the 14th, which is the day after Flynn, I believe, is fired. He, did you get the three, Andy wants the 302s. And is that, did they create a 302? And then they replaced it with another one in August that is the Mueller deal? Or was there not one at all and they just didn't do it?
They just created one.
And then they created one to go get this. So if they did that and they created one, question would be, is Peter Strzok, and he is, Peter Strzok is still in the, was at that time of August of 2017, is in Mueller's office. So we're gonna skip one little part here. We're going to come back to John Solomon in this, but Comey did an interview with Nicole Wallace, who I'm liking less and less. She's becoming Democrat cheeky. And he's going to be talking about, you know, the question is, well, who got the agents to go over there? Listen to Comey's answer and response.
You look at this White House now, and it's hard to imagine two FBI agents ending up in the same room. How did that happen?
I sent them. Something I probably wouldn't have done or maybe gotten away with in a more organized investigation, more organized administration, in the George W. Bush administration, for example, or the Obama administration. The protocol, two men that all of us have perhaps increased appreciation for over the last 2 years. And in both of those administrations, there was process. And so if the FBI wanted to send agents into the White House itself to interview a senior official, you would work through the White House counsel, and there'd be discussions and approvals and who would be there. And I thought, it's early enough, let's just send a couple guys over.
How about, let's just send a couple of guys over.
And he's throwing that on the Trump administration, incoming administration, that, oh, you guys were too chaotic and didn't have a process. Not that, oh, we actually were on the phone with Flynn going, well, if you bring, you no need for lawyers.
No, you don't need to involve the White House counsel office when the protocol was to call the White House counsel's office.
So who broke protocol?
That'd be James Comey. So John Solomon is going to comment on the Comey comment, and a Department of a Defense Intelligence Agency document. Let's go to a break. We're going to come back and listen to that. Right up to this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising allows you to target and control your message. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
During this special time of year, we should all take a moment and count our blessings. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we understand it's you, our loyal customers, who have helped make us so successful over the years. To the Mr. Electric team, the safety of your home and family are more than just a job. It's a passion we share. Our dedication to providing quality workmanship and total customer satisfaction is always a priority. From everyone at Mr. Electric, we'd like to extend our heartfelt thanks for your business over the past year and wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season. And remember, when you have an electrical problem, don't take chances. Give us a call and...
we'll do it right.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feel so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Hello, I'm Cheryl Woodward, account executive with Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. That's pretty remarkable, Comey saying that.
It really is. Man, talk about a crowd, too, that was in his corner.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, because they went to go see him.
Yeah.
It. And you know what Comey does is, to make himself sound innocent, he always makes this sound unremarkable. You know, who sent him over there? I did. And he does it in this kind of quiet way. Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Everything he said in that, to me, something was wrong with it. Now, John Solomon's going to agree with me. Let's listen to John Solomon talk about Comey comment in this department, the Defense Intelligence Agency document.
And, John, what it shows more than anything, this was week one. McCabe's actions, Strzok's actions, Comey's actions. Comey's admission on that tape, oh, we wouldn't do this in the Obama administration or the Bush administration. This is week one of the Trump administration. It shows me that it was set up from the get-go, day one.
I've been lucky to interview most FBI directors and former FBI directors. I have never in my life heard an FBI director talk the way that Director Comey did on Sunday night. It's not the language that FBI and law enforcement use. But let me say something else tonight about Mike Flynn. In May of 2017, there was a document identified to a small number of people in the United States government. It's in the possession of the Defense Intelligence Agency. For 18 months, there's been an effort to resist declassifying that document. I know that that document contains extraordinary exculpatory information about General Flynn. I don't believe the president has ever been told about the existence of this document. One lawmaker discovered it, but he was thwarted by the Defense Intelligence Agency in his ability to disclose it. I think we all should ask for that declassification. Get that out. It may enlighten the judge. It will certainly enlighten the American public.
Okay, so Comey actually orders this. McCabe makes the telephone call. So Comey tells McCabe to call over to Flynn, and we're sending two agents over there that happen to be Strzok, we know, who later shows up in the Mueller team. And I'm not sure who the other one is, but if it's one of the four dirty agents that we've always been talking about, it's That's kind of problematic to me.
Yeah, it does suggest it. I'm still hung up on Comey's high and mighty
comment.
Yeah.
So that means that Comey suspected something, and the only thing, and if you remember, Yates, the acting AG, goes over to the White House and talks to them about Flynn and possible the Logan Act being having a problem. So Comey had to think that the Logan Act was, I mean, why would you send the agents over there? So this is amazing to me, absolutely amazing. The Defense Intelligence Agency document that he's referring to, Flynn, that's another little piece of this equation that we need to kind of keep an eye on. Now, Sarah Carter, who I think is pretty good, she's going to move into the Clinton Foundation information. Let's listen in.
We can confirm tonight, Sarah Carter, you have an article. Financial experts testify FBI is currently investigating the Clinton Foundation. How come we don't ever hear of any of these things? What's going on?
That's right. Well, you know, Sean, this is constant, right? It's a constant battle. John Solomon, John originally wrote the story about these whistleblowers. They testified today on the Hill to Chairman Mark Meadows and, you know, his House Oversight and Government Reform Committee that they were questioned by the FBI. They turned over the information to the FBI. And under some pretty brutal questioning, one of the investigators, a financial expert, by the way, they were very straightforward with the fact that they paid for their own investigation into this. They do this with other charitable foundations in order to seek the truth and, yes, to make money, because once they expose this and give it to the IRS does pay them for their investigations. So they basically admitted that the FBI is actually investigating the Clinton Foundation, and it's been ongoing.
So there's the Clinton Foundation thing coming back up, and we had a caller say, well, there was going to be testimony on the Uranium One thing. I think that got confused with this part. And these are the whistleblowers, and we reported on this last week, actually, where a group of accountants who were dealing with the Clinton Foundation and realizing that they were using, and warned them that they were using money for personal favors, personal items that were there. And they, on their own, started getting everything kind of put together, excuse me, and they testified before Congress, and we haven't heard anything about this, nothing on this. And it was a closed-door session, too. So now Solomon and Jarrett, Greg Jarrett, are going to be talking about the Clinton Foundation.
On the way here tonight, a woman stopped me on the street angry and screaming at me and tossed her tacos on me. I did come in smelling like taco dip tonight. I apologize. But the sort of vitriol and silliness that goes on, we ought to just stay focused on the facts and what happens every day in our lives. There's so many important things that were divulged today, and most of the media is chasing things that are irrelevant to these facts.
Last word, Greg Jarrett. You get it tonight.
Well, if you're talking about Hillary Clinton, the evidence is already there. I spent a chapter in my book talking about it. There's an internal audit by her foundation talking about how there was quid pro quo benefits, the Doug Band emails, which demonstrate that Bill Clinton didn't just cross the line of impropriety, he demolished it using the foundation as his own personal piggy bank, as his wife put a for sale sign on the door of her office as Secretary of State. It's good that there is an FBI investigation, and there should also be a grand jury to look at.
They don't give us the date, but Sharon Yates went in and visited the White House and talked to McGahn that Flynn may be having some problems in using the Logan Act. That was at the end of January. The meeting with the FBI agents was on the 24th. Cards are starting to kind of fall in together here. The Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the holiday season, and there's no reason to get your tinsel in a tangle. I'm Dick Brubaker with Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and we're helping you celebrate the holidays with the 2018 Big Finish event. Right now, you can save $15,000 off all new 2018 and 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorns. Bigger and lighter for streamlined performance. The Ram 1500 Bighorn is quiet, comfortable, and technology-packed. And it's a truck, easy to drive anywhere. With $15,000 off, nothing says holiday better than a new Ram truck in the driveway. The 2018 Big Finish event at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Jingle all the way to the savings bank with $15,000 off all new 2018 and 19 Ram 1500 Bighorns. It's your time to be a jolly, happy soul. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. $7,500 off list price, not MSRP. Based on availability. Offer expires December 31st.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community, a 5-day return policy, credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Donald Trump's former personal attorney says the then candidate was involved in hush money payments Michael Cohen made to women alleging affairs.
This matter came about 2 weeks or so before the election, post the Billy Bush comments. So yes, he was very concerned about how this would affect the election.
Talking to ABC's Good Morning America, Fox's Catherine Herridge says Cohen was responding to the president's exclusive with Fox's Harris Faulkner.
During that interview, Mr. Trump said legal experts agree with him.
Michael Cohen pled guilty to something that's not even a crime. Wait a minute. These are campaign. Nobody, except for me, would be looked at like this.
And the homeless vet who allegedly schemed with a New Jersey couple to scam GoFundMe donors has been released from jail pending trial. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Carry the umbrella. It's going to be wet at times today with scattered to numerous showers around. Kind of a breezy day. Very mild. High temperature up to about 67. Tomorrow, lots of important outdoor activities for sure. Highs in the upper 50s. Rain chances are not zero, but let's say 20% or less, especially first half of the day. A mostly cloudy day, a few sun breaks perhaps. Then on Sunday, pretty nice. High near 60, partly sunny. And then near 60 on Monday as well, with a good bit of sunshine around. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, this is Jennifer Pestricelli, Director of Sales at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's stay with the Sean Hannity show. Now, he's going to interview Jim Jordan and Cheryl Atkinson, who is the, I believe she was formerly a CBS reporter that she believes that the Obama administration was basically eavesdropping her and was tapping into her computer. She would sit there and look at her computer, and the cursor would be moving, and files would be getting downloaded and all that kind of stuff.
I remember this.
Yeah, she had a video of it. It was pretty amazing. So here's Jim Jordan on the 302s.
When does this end, and when do these people get held accountable? Instead of the people with the taxi medallions and the loan applications.
Well, that's why we've always said we need a second special counsel, because, you know, we can't put anyone in jail. We can just try to get answers. But you're so right, Sean. When you say, I got away with something, that just tells you you didn't do it the right way. You didn't follow the rules. You didn't do it the way you were supposed to. They were so focused on getting President Trump, that they were willing to set up a lieutenant general, a guy who served our country, as you said, 33 years. So that's the most egregious part of this, what they did to General Flynn. The other thing I think is important to understand is Mike Flynn ran the Defense Intelligence Agency. He had to know his conversations with Kislyak were being listened to, were being monitored. So he had to know that. There's no reason for him to come in there and say something that wasn't true. He just got caught because he didn't know they were setting him up like they did. And so Judge Sullivan demanding these documents is exactly what needs to happen.
And we're going to find that out in about an hour and 20 minutes, by the way, or that's when they're due. And I'm not sure how quickly we'll get to the centerpiece of this, but from the way that Sarah Carter was describing the judge and going ballistic and basically pounding on the prosecution for 15 minutes, there may be somebody in the courtroom and he may just get it on out there for him. By the way, two of the people who did the Stevens case in Alaska are also, two of those people were on the Milton McGregor case here in Montgomery.
Oh, man.
That should have told you something right there about the outcome of that. So Sean Hannity is going to be asking Cheryl Atkinson on the intel bad actors here. She knows.
The dynamic trio, Comey, McCabe, and Strzok, Cheryl Atkinson. You could relate to this, I'm sure, in your own way, especially on masking surveillance issues. But more importantly, I can't believe this has happened in our country. I don't care where you stand on the political spectrum.
I think you're getting at what I think is the bigger story, really, and is underreported in terms of how big it really is, which is the surveillance and other alleged abuses implemented by some bad actors in our intelligence community. And the problem is, you know, I'm glad if Judge Sullivan is flirting around the edges of this in the Flynn case, but who ultimately does anything about it? Because those accused, as in the government computer intrusions to me or other things that we've talked about, are the ones who have the prosecutorial authority. And if they're not going to agree to investigate themselves and prosecute themselves, and so far they haven't, then where do you turn in all this?
And what you do is that's where you use the special counsel here. You know, this whole thing is logjam because of the Mueller appointment. That's basically, we would not be, I think if we would have investigated this internally with the IG, and the IG is starting to make some rumbles here, and just had handled it like a regular case, but Jeff Sessions obviously did not trust the Department of Justice. That's why he went to Utah. But Mueller is the problem. Mueller was supposed to be the solution. Mueller is the problem because everything is getting logjammed by him. And you can't turn any direction without bumping into a Mueller you may be obstructing justice, or bumping into somebody that he's flipping against the president. And he's not flipping it against other people, flipping against the president. That's what they're trying to do here. So now Jim Jordan's going to be talking about the FISA application and the falsehoods that came along with it.
I don't know how we remedy this between... You go back to, they're all the same characters in this play.
Yeah.
And, you know, it struck in Comey writing an exoneration before investigation. She was guilty. Biggest slam dunk obstruction case ever with the email server and not responding with a subpoena and erasing and bleach bit. And then, of course, the FISA abuse. James Comey's admission, Jim Jordan, they didn't vet it, but he put a signature on this thing to spy on an opposition party candidate. They've committed fraud against the FISA court. They don't even tell the judge who paid for it. So, it may have a political taint to it. That is not how things are supposed to work under this Constitution, under our Fourth Amendment rights.
No, you're exactly right. He said in the deposition last week that he didn't even know that they had a legal duty, if there was a legal duty, to present exculpatory information to the FISA judge. Of course you have to do that. And for the head of the FBI to say he didn't know that they technically had a legal duty to do that is scary. The other thing I come back to, Sean, is never forget the bias that exists with these key people. McCabe, Comey, Strzok, Page, Baker, these key people. Remember the name they gave the Clinton investigation. Mid-year exam, something they had to get through. They knew the fix was in. They were going to get it taken care of, kind of get through the mid-year exam. But what was the name they gave the Trump-Russia investigation? Crossfire Hurricane. Just the names show you the bias that was there from the get-go with these top people at the FBI who ran both investigations.
Yeah, that was very telling. Mid-year exam versus Crossfire Hurricane. Let's go to the phones and go to J.D. J.D., welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how are y'all today?
I'm very good. And you, JD?
I'm pretty good. Normally, I'd love to comment on politics, but I figured I'd give you guys a shout out and let you know that there is a terrible, terrible accident coming from Tallahassee into Montgomery around the Pike Road exit area. A car went completely through the guardrail.
Ooh.
Anybody coming that way, if they want to possibly find an alternate route, anything like that, because it's going to be both lanes, they're going to be jacked up for a while.
What, JD, did the accident happen on the northbound line or on the southbound line?
No, coming into Montgomery.
Okay, coming in southbound line. Okay, and it happened right at that, what I call the roller coaster overpass.
Yes, it's right in that vicinity, and it looks like the whole front end of the guy's vehicle is totaled, but of course, with everybody stopping to rubberneck and everything else, but the guy went front end through a guardrail, and he's sitting in the middle of the ditch. He didn't cross over to the other lane, but it's probably going to have traffic backed up for a good while.
JD, thank you so much for the heads up for the audience. I know they appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so coming in from Tallahassee, southbound is where the accident is, but he said both north and southbound I-85 at the Pike Road exit are in bad shape, so be very, very careful, boys and girls. I'm not sure how you would avoid that because of where that is, unless you took the wall exit and then came around the back way and to try to avoid it and flipped over to, yeah, I guess you could take the wall exit and take the old Union Tuskegee Highway down
Highway
by
80, I guess is what.
Yeah, where you get in on Chantilly, you can bring it back up on Chantilly. That would definitely be the way to go, definitely. So give that a shot, boys and girls. Give that a shot. Let's stay here with Cheryl Atkinson, who's very good, and she's going to be talking about the handling of Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump.
If you look at what they did in all of these cases here, they're involved the same characters, the same players, the same people that had a bias. They did this on week one of the Trump administration. Sounds like an insurance policy to me. Sounds like a media leak strategy is coming thereafter.
It sounds like an operation. And something I think we learned from Comey, I was someone who kind of thought this was plowing old ground to look back at the Clinton material. But in light of what he said, Comey said in his testimony that Loretta Lynch, the attorney general, should have recused herself and didn't, and was either compromised or appeared to be, not just from the tarmac meeting, but about some other unnamed material we don't know about. Number two, he says, had he known about Agent Strzok and Page's text messages, he wouldn't have let them stay on the investigation that they did on Clinton.
Interesting thing is, Comey ordered them, told them to go over there. McCabe is the one that made the telephone call. Doesn't that imply that Comey picked Peter Strzok?
Yes.
That would, to me, that would be exactly what happened. Now, remember, we're in late January of 2017, right after the inaugural on January the 20th. The meeting goes on January the 24th. You know, the things that Comey says he does and he doesn't remember, this guy is either a buffoon or he's the biggest liar in the world out here. I'm thinking it's the latter, but just myself.
Well, and it's just that clip we played earlier. He's acting all high and mighty, like, if it had been past administrations like the Obama,
W. Bush, it would have been organized.
It would have been protocol and organized, but So he made it sound like they're the ones not following protocol, the Trump administration. But it was him.
Yeah, it was him. I
mean, taking advantage of a new incoming administration.
Right, and you weren't following your protocol. Let's play the Comey clip again.
You look at this White House now, and it's hard to imagine two FBI agents ending up in the sit room. How did that happen?
I sent them.
And plus, he picked
something I probably wouldn't have done or maybe gotten away with in a more organized investigation, a more organized administration, in the George W. Bush administration, for example, or the Obama administration. The protocol, two men that all of us have perhaps increased appreciation for over the last 2 years. And in both of those administrations, there was process. And so if the FBI wanted to send agents into the White House itself to interview a senior official, you would work through the White House counsel, and there'd be discussions and approvals and who would be there. And I thought, it's early enough, let's just send a couple guys over.
And see, he's the one, that, you know, that was your protocol, not their protocol. That's what you should be doing. And if it was the Bush administration or the Obama administration, you would call the White House attorney's office. Why would you not do that unless you thought you were trying to get away with something? And you knew that an attorney would have been there in the room. And Andy McCabe, remember, says, no need to have an attorney there because I would just lengthen the time here. There obviously were, they were under a time crunch too, because he says it will take longer to get this done if you have an attorney there. News Talk 93.1. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our 5th year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Like a star that can wait for night. Burning, and the feel of your touch gives me fright. And I'm sure.
Michael Cohen was a big item on the news this morning. He did an interview with Good Morning America that we're going to get to in a moment. But let's start out with what is the impact of Trump being in the room where Michael Cohen said that they discussed, but I catch a little flaw in this, but let's listen to the CBS story here.
Paula Reed has been covering the Cohen case since it began, and she is here with me this morning. Paula, lots of questions. Let's get through them. If he weren't president of the United States, would Donald Trump have been indicted alongside Michael Cohen?
Very likely, yes, because federal prosecutors are alleging that he had personal involvement in the commission of a felony. So if they had evidence that he did it knowingly, willfully, then yes, it's likely he'd be charged.
Now that we know that the president of the United States was in the room when it was decided to pay off Stormy Daniels, what does that mean about the president's involvement?
It's further evidence that he had knowledge of these payments, that he likely directed these payments, and this was done in an effort to help his chances in the election. But Nora, my big question is, what else did they discuss in that meeting?
Kellyanne Conway says there's no proof that this was done in order to influence the election. Is that true?
Well, let's look at the timing here, right? The Daniels payment, that was done around the same time as the Access Hollywood tapes. It would appear that his decision to pay her at that time was part of an effort to prevent any more stories that could potentially do lethal damage to his chances in the election. It's all about timing.
Key question. Do we know, did the special counsel, Robert Mueller, ask President Trump if he knew about this payment to Stormy Daniels?
I asked him for one of the president's attorneys about this. I could not get an answer. They would not disclose. But Nora, this is his greatest vulnerability in the special counsel investigation.
If Donald Trump lied to Robert Mueller about his involvement with this payment and whether he knew about this payment, what would that mean?
That could potentially be referred to Congress or possible impeachment. It's not a crime to lie on Twitter. It's not a crime to lie to reporters on Air Force One. It is a crime to lie to federal investigators.
Interesting. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Papa B. Hey, Papa B.
Hey, Dan, Joey.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, watching all of this with kind of rapt attention here. Lying to Mueller. You know, it's a crime to lie to a federal prosecutor. Okay, well, but it's not a crime for them to lie to you.
Right.
Or to try to provoke a lie. You know, I'd say that that's pretty unfair. But having said that, even if Donald Trump had instructed Cohen to pay Stormy Daniels and others to shut up during the campaign, that's still not a crime. That's not a crime.
Yeah, you're going to hear... Go ahead.
Well... No, you go ahead.
You're going to hear Dershowitz in the next hour talk about that exact thing.
Exactly. There's no crime there. You know, so Cohen and Trump were conspiring to commit a non-crime. Well, you know, there's nothing... there's nothing for them to hang their hat on unless they're going to try to criminalize a non-crime.
Well, to the Democrats and to the point ahead of liberal, he committed a felony. And you're going to hear Dershowitz talk about, show me in the criminal statute where it says that.
Right. And there is no such thing. But now, on just quickly on now to this FBI Flynn setup that went on in the opening days of the Trump administration. So, you know, is it fair to kind of assume that still viewed the FBI as a fair arbiter, a nonpartisan agency back when they quote unquote sent a couple of guys over and Flynn was, you know, perfectly willing to receive them and answer any questions?
Well, what Strzok was saying in his text is damning enough. I wish Horowitz would have hit that harder than he did, and because he was talking about there wasn't a political bias in the Hillary Clinton email. He hadn't gotten to the FISA information yet. Uh-huh. Or we don't know about the FISA information.
Well, let's see. Here, my point is, you know, let's just for a minute, you know, look at it the way it happened. Okay, well, so the FBI sent a couple of guys that wants to ask the question.
Well, here's the thing. It's not the FBI. It's James Comey.
Okay.
James Comey said, I sent them.
Right. Okay. So James Comey sends over a couple guys. And so you know, you're gonna look in the mind of some people and say, well, you know, I don't have anything to hide, and what, you know, besides that, the FBI, you know, they're fair arbiters.
We're on the same
they're
team.
Not partisan. Yeah, we're on the same team here. But no, that's not true. They were compromised by their political points of view, by their political worldview. You know, now we find out that they hate half the country, those Walmart shopping, stinking, Bible carrying, clinging, gun clinging folks that, you know, they are better than, you know, they are the elite, you know, folks that know better, and they don't like and will, you know, think that the rest of that half of the country is just not even worth having. So, you know, now we come to find out their true intent. Well, at that time, though, Flynn, others, probably even the president. I mean, even the president, you know, when Comey, who was talking to Comey, it seemed like he was more forthcoming and like, you know, yeah, go ahead, find out. If there's anybody that's done anything wrong, we want to know about it. Yeah, you know, that's not the way all that was going down. They were not true to what they actually were in their intent.
Well, okay. you remember when Strzok said we need an insurance policy?
Yeah.
Is this possibly the insurance policy?
I think it's part of it.
And you don't get to James Comey, the director of the FBI, order two people to go over and talk to Flynn. The question would be, why? So they're obviously wiretapping him, and the FBI was doing it. Where did you get the wiretap from? Where did that? Mm-hmm. How did that happen? Was that a standing order? Were there other times you were listening to Flynn that he wasn't talking to Kislyak? That he was talking to another American?
Were you listening in to the other campaign?
Yeah, no, we
did
know
you
that.
Issue?
Yeah. We know they didn't do that.
Yeah, did you do it to Obama? Did you do it to Bush? You know, why is this such a special? Why did you send in your own spies? Why did you co-opt people that were in the Trump campaign team and into the transition into spying for you? What was the purpose of all of that? Of course, the obvious answer is because they wanted to try to help one side. They're trying to put their thumb on the scale of justice and the election and the outcome of this country's election. You know, when does it all end? You know, here I understand the other day that they wouldn't turn over documents to Grassley that he's been requesting.
Papa B, I'm against the top of the hour break. You're more than welcome to hang on. The Amar Show will be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.